Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
RTC denies Tipo versus Didipio mine. Bayambang, Nueva Vizcaya, the regional trial court, RTC, here has denied the prayer for a temporary environmental protection order, TEPO, assailing the renewed financial or technical assistance agreement, FTAA, of Oceana Gold, Philippines, Incorporated, OGPI, which operates the Didipio mine in Barangay Didipio, Cebu Town, Nueva Vizcaya. In his order dated April 24, 2024, Executive Presiding Judge Paul Itulba Jr. of the RTC Branch 30 Bombong, Nueva Vizcaya, said that the TEPO prayed for cannot be granted at this time due to lack of basis. On Monday, April 22, the Legal Rights and Natural Resources Center on behalf of the petitioners filed a petition for certiorari and continuing mandamus with a prayer for TEPO, which seeks the reversal of the FTA 001 issued to OGPI. The court has carefully studied the petition and finds that at this point, it contains mere allegations that must be threshed out in a full-blown trial, Itulba's order stated. The RTC judge explained that a TEPO is issued by the court to provide immediate and temporary relief in cases where there is a risk of imminent and irreparable environmental harm. He said the issuance of TEPO also aims to address urgent environmental concerns, prevent further damage and preserve the status quo pending the resolution of the environmental issue involved. The court is not convinced at this point that there is an immediate or irreparable harm to the environment to justify the issuance of a TEPO, especially so that the petition is not supported by clear and convincing evidence to enable the court to make an intelligent finding as to whether or not to issue the said protection order, the decision said. Meanwhile, Joan Adachi Cataling, Didipio Mine President and General Manager for External Affairs and Social Performance, said the company welcomes the order of the RTC denying the application for a TEPO against the operations of the Didipio Mine. We maintain that we have undergone a comprehensive and thorough process over 3 years for the government's confirmation of the renewal of our mining contract and that we complied with all requirements, Adachi Cataling said. She also expressed gratitude to the government, local government units, communities and the many stakeholders of the Didipio mine for fostering a conducive environment for the company. We remain deeply committed to the high standards of responsible and sustainable mining practices, and to the promotion of inclusive economic development by actively contributing to our host communities and society at large, Adachi Cataling added. The FTA renewal of OGPI, which operates the Didipio mine in the upland village of Didipio in Cebu Town in this province, covers an additional 25 years beginning June 19, 2019. The initial 25-year FTA took effect on June 20, 1994 and expired on June 20, 2019. FTA is a permit issued by the Philippine government to a multinational company sharing technology and resources to explore and extract minerals in the country. Earlier, Didipio Barangay Captain Henry Guay said the petitioners had asked the Barangay Council and residents to support the petition but denied their request, saying, "We as residents do not have a problem with Oceana Gold and that our village is peaceful." Guay said the Barangay Council believes that the FTA renewal of Oceana Gold has undergone the right process as mandated by the government. In truth, it actually took 2 years to review their application before they were granted the approval. If there is any wrongdoing that the company is doing, I, together with the barangay officials, will be the first to call out Oceana Gold and for the Mines and Geosciences Bureau to close down their mine, he added. Guay said the council even passed Barangay Resolution 13, Series of 2024 dated February 5, 2024, denying the request of Didipio Earth Savers Multipurpose Association or DSAMA, which are among the petitioners of the TEPO, to demand the Office of the President for the cancellation of Oceana Gold's FTA. This body respects the overwhelming support among the residents for the continued operations of the Didipio mine, the resolution stated. Engineer Mario Anqueta, Mines and Geosciences Bureau Region 2 Director, said the Didipio mine of OGPI is among the benchmark gold mining operations in the region and as a regulatory body in the region, we really want OGPI to be the benchmark of mining in the country, being the first FTA issued by the government to a mining company. Didipio Mine is deeply committed to the high standards of responsible and sustainable mining practices, and to the promotion of inclusive economic development by actively contributing to its host communities and society at large, Anqueta said. On Tuesday, OGPI made its first payment of additional government share or AGS worth over P1.1 billion under the terms of its FTA, maintaining the Philippine government's 60% stake in the mining firm's net revenue. with your OGPI commitment to safe and responsible mining practices and the gender balance that is being pursued in the actual operations, OGPI has not only upheld the highest standards but also has been a beacon of sustainable resource management in the country, said Secretary Maria Antonia Toniula Loizaga of the Department of Environment and Natural Resources. A gold-copper underground mine, OGPI's Didipio mine, which straddles the provinces of Nueva Vizcaya and Quirino, entered into INFTA with the Republic of the Philippines with a fiscal regime of a 60-40 basis.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.